1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to continue taking your calls here about anything. And we have Mahan on the line with us from Oregon. But Mahan, you had just a few precious moments before the end of the second hour, and we had just picked up your phone call and just had scratched the surface of what you were trying to say. You say you're from another planet.
Yeah, I was seated here back in 1934 before they ever mentioned about UFOs and aliens, which is a false statement by anyone that puts it out, because there are no aliens in outer space. There are no UFOs.
Really?
Yes.
So what are people seeing there when they see the UFOs?
They are seeing angels in crafts, and God has created 50 different types of ships, but they are not UFOs.
Huh.
They are either deltas, wedges, motherships, pyramid-shaped ships. There's, like I said, there's 50 different types of ships, but by the government.
Mahan, why were you sent to Earth?
I've been here periodically 9 different times to open the door on all the cover-up and all the secrecy we've had since, actually, this has been going on for centuries because...
But you've only been here since 1934.
Right.
Now, why were you sent here? You were sent here to destroy a cover-up?
Well, I was sent here to help one who just recently had a heart attack, who's been here for... lengthy of time.
And how would you describe yourself? Would you describe yourself as an alien or an angel, or what's your
role? There are no such thing as aliens. Just forget that statement. That's
right,
put out
right.
by Coast to Coast, the History Channel, and many others.
So have you been on Coast to Coast?
They don't want me on.
They don't
want the truth out. They're part of the cover-up.
They're part of the cover-up. Okay, so they're
Absolutely.
In on it. Now, what is being covered up exactly?
The existence of who the angels are, where they live, how Earth was formed. God created life on this planet 540,000 years ago. Before that, it was a bare planet, excepting the fallen angels, which I'm sure you're familiar with, created
no.
the globalists.
I really don't have any idea what you're talking about. That's why I'm asking you a bunch of questions to do my best to try to wrap my mind around this. I mean, obviously, I'm an Earthling here, so I'm just trying to understand. So you
all in two books. Let me give you a website.
You've got your website. Get your own website.
Those,
okay. What's
those
that?
Do not have computers. I'd advise them to get to a computer and write down www.angelsonline-books.com.
Angelsonline-books.com. Now, what is it someone's going to learn there? Are they going to have to pay for your book?
They're going to learn everything from the time Earth was formed until the end times.
Now, is it free? Is it free, or are you going to have to pay?
Well, you have to buy the two books.
Now, what's up with that?
How long do we have here? You said it's the end times, and I'm wondering, I've got to check my IRA and stuff.
The end times are very close, as there were 3 white buffalo born in 2004. And that's an indication from the ancient Indian philosophy and prophecy that the Great White Father will be coming soon, which is true.
So the angels don't know when the end of time is? They're just as clueless
as the rest
of us? They
know, but they don't know exactly when they're coming because of the contamination on the planet and the fallen angels that have control of it, like Alex Jones has. The globalists have control of this planet. And they have had since... before it was terraformed with all life, when the pyramids were built and all animals and life was put on the planet.
How old are the pyramids?
It was a bare planet.
How old are the pyramids?
Pardon?
How old are the pyramids? You suggested that the planet was
540,000 years ago.
540,000?
Scientists don't have any idea how old they are. It tells in the second book, Yeti and Nessie and Other Entities.
So science, carbon, the various different sort of radiometric dating, and not carbon-14, that doesn't go back to, it's not that, I guess there are different types of radiometric dating. So you're saying radiometric dating, a bunch of bunk, half-lives,
everything,
nonsense.
Your PhDs and your scientists are the dumbest people on the planet, bar anything.
Have you met Gene Ray? Have you met Gene Ray from TimeCube.com?
No, I have not.
Sounds like you and him would get along real well. All right, I still have more questions here, Mahan, just because it's rare that you get to talk to an angel here on the radio.
I'm a hybrid. I'm not a straight angel. My father's an angel, and he's 300 years old and lives on the home world. I have 2 daughters, 10 grandchildren, and 3 brothers and sisters that live on that home world.
So how are you a hybrid? How does that work? I mean, did your father have sex with a human, or what?
I'm part Bigfoot, and I am
part Bigfoot?
Well, quite. You can laugh if you want.
So I will.
We're all related to Bigfoot.
We're all related to Bigfoot.
I have to say, I mean, I didn't expect it to take that turn.
I must say that, I, you know,
well,
of all the
a lot of things, if you get those 2 books.
I don't have a problem with Bigfoot. I think that it's very possible that there is a primate on the North American continent. However, to claim to be related to one,
he's on the phone right now. Bigfoot is on the phone with us right now. That's what you're saying. Do you have a lot of hair on your body?
I have communicated with 4 of them, one here on Earth that Roger Patterson got a photograph of in 1967, and the others are off planet out near the home world, which is...
How do they get there?
Pardon?
How did the Bigfoot get to the home world?
They go on ships just the same as everything else.
Okay. So the ships...
Like I said, there's 50 different types of ships. Now, let me explain. In the first book...
Why 50? Why not 45? Pardon? Why not 60? Why 50? Why are there 50 different types of ships? Is there a reason for them? I mean, God must have a reason for
that. That's what has been developed that are being used... Just like you have different trucks and different cars.
Why does God need a ship? I mean, how do the ships actually transport?
Well, it's 800 degrees below zero in outer space, and there's no oxygen, lots of radiation. The only way you're going to get from Europa to this planet is on a ship. Period.
Well, you said there's development. There's development. I mean, doesn't God just wave his magic wand and poof, there's a new kind of ship? Or
if you check a few things in the Bible, letter two, God created man in his image, which means God looks like us. Exactly.
So the Bible isn't true?
A good share of the Bible is not true. That's why we have been brought forward to bring out the truth.
I knew this was
true. All right, what is the truth? Can you boil it down to like 30 seconds?
No, it's in the 2 books.
Oh, you've got to buy the books. Now, how much is somebody going to have to pay for these books?
It's right online, depending on what country you're in. They're $26 a piece here in the United States, including freight.
Now, why would God put books out and require people to pay for them? What's the point in that? I mean, aren't there people out there that can't afford that?
Those of us here on Earth have had to put the material together and get it copyrighted and available.
Why would God want to copyright something? What's the point of that? I mean, wouldn't God want...
Anything on this planet has to be copyrighted to be put out legally.
That's not true.
Not true at all.
Not true, sir. Nope. You can put whatever you want out there. No, you let me explain, because whatever you want, you can put online, and nobody's going to tell you you can't do it. So if you wanted to put... If your God wanted to put his books, allegedly, on the Internet in full, it would be, next to zero cost. I mean, you'd still have to pay for the website hosting, but you're already doing that, and sending text over the Internet doesn't take a whole lot of bandwidth. It's not like YouTube with videos. That takes a lot of bandwidth. Audio, it doesn't take hardly any bandwidth to send text online. One of my favorite books, Dr. Mary Ruart's Healing Our World, is available in full for free online. And
did God patent the motherships?
Pardon?
Did God patent the motherships?
No, there's no such thing as patent. There's not even... On the other planet.
See, there's such a thing as copyright, but not patent, Mark. God's word.
There is not even money on other planets. They all do trading. All of the life forms out there, there are more planets with intelligent life forms than grains of sand on all of the beaches on this world. Now, that's how big heaven is.
Okay. I think that's a believable statement, that there's other intelligent life out in the universe.
They're all telepathic. They all communicate telepathically, so there's no radios, there's no newspapers, and there's no telephones.
I have to say that that's so, just in that little capsule, outside of all the other stuff you've been saying, is the most believable thing to me, because I think it's pretty, I think it shows a lot of hubris for mankind to think that he's all that there is in the universe. I think it's probably true that there are various you know, different societies and beasts and all kinds of things out there, and they would be, some of them would be far more advanced than we are, some of them not quite so much. I'm sure all of those things exist in the universe. But I have to say, I find this absolutely fascinating. I think our listeners have some questions for you. So if you don't mind, you know, people want to talk to you. Would that be all right with you, Mr.
Well, I want to raise a couple of more points.
I'm sure you do, and you want to sell some books. Hang on, 800-259-9231, because, you know, God needs money in his bank account. It's really important to get that word out, so they're charging for it. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Got a question for him? 800-259-9231.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. They include the updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop via email whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on that list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
And I've been taking a new vitamin, an antioxidant called Choose for Health Superfruit Complex. It includes fruits and berries that have tremendous health-enhancing qualities and contain hundreds of naturally occurring vitamins and minerals. And if you want to get a free week of it, all you have to do is call 800-219-8874. They'll give you a free week's supply. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling if you call 800-219-8874.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for the man we have on the line right now, or perhaps he's not really a man at all, if you believe his claims, Mahan is with us from Oregon. Mahan, are you still there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Now, you would not describe yourself as a man?
I'd look like any other human. There's many of us that are what we call the hybrids.
And you're a hybrid
men and
of
women, and we all look just as human as anybody else.
And you're a hybrid of what, again, just for our listeners just
Palladian.
Tuning in? A what?
The Palladians, which is 700 light years from here, and there's six planets that have the Palladians on them that are the angels that watch over this planet. And our mothers are human here on the planet and are also connected with the Bigfoot.
So how did your mother get hooked up with an angel? How did that
happen? They were selected from ancient history. All of the mothers that have been read by the Palladians, anciently connected back to the Pleiades.
Now, did he?
It's kind of like the Swiss Guard in, for the Vatican. You have to be selected through this lineage process.
So,
the Vatican and all religions have no idea who God is. The Bible does not tell you who God is.
That's a pretty deep question. I want to get the basics here as to how this happened. Now, was your mother impregnated like a divine impregnation, or was it, you know, the
sex? It was a matter of, just like Yahshua, the one you call Jesus, was created by the impregnation of Admiral Yahweh with Mother Mary by artificial insemination. So
did
there's
you say
no such thing as Immaculate Conception. That's
did you say Admiral Yahweh?
Yes, he did.
So what ship is the Admiral in charge of?
He's on the homeworld most of the time. There isn't any one particular ship that he's in charge
so
of.
So admirals take care of the ships from the land. That's right.
No, there's all different levels. There's lieutenants, there's admirals, there's commanders.
So
there's about
it was
six different levels of the angels that fly ships.
All right, Mark,
I've got another question here. Now, in the old Star Trek, Captain Kirk hooked up a really hot green chick. Do they have a planet of them, too?
Their planet is not in our system. However, we are taken aboard ship in the same manner that they talk about Star Trek.
Okay, what was your deep question, Mark? The meaning of life?
He said that that they don't know, that the religions today don't know who God is, and I want to know, well, who is God?
You tell me who God is. Do you know?
I have no idea.
Okay.
The guy who created the planet?
It's in the second book, Yeti, Nessie, and Other Entities. In the very first paragraph, it will tell you who God is.
He can't answer that question, Mark. You've got to go.
I can answer the question. It is Genesis of Diversity. That's an acronym.
Genesis
of Diversity, which means all
diversity.
Of those in gold uniforms are a part of the God force that controls many, many planets on many, many universes and create the life on planets and watch over them.
Mahan, what is the meaning of life while we have you here?
Well, life is every life form has a spirit. So when you die, you go into a spirit, which is an orb. And those who have a direct connection with one of the other planets go directly there after their death, and their body either goes to the grave or cremation.
Who is Roy Tim?
Those who do not have a connection, those are connected with the fallen angels, which are pictured in the first book put out by Mr. Tim.
Now, I'm on, yes, who is Roy Tim?
He's another one of the star people, one of about 10% that's been here for many, many years. But like I said, he had a heart attack, so I was sent here to take his place tonight to try to get the word out to people.
You were sent here tonight? I thought you've been here since 1934.
I was here tonight. I was sent here about 4 or 5 days ago.
Now, why did you choose Free Talk Live? Why did you choose this radio program?
I just
program?
Happened to hear you on your program on XM, and I was hoping that I could get some word across to the people, because most all of the talk show hosts are wagging their tongues and know nothing about what the future holds, and they're not interested in learning anything.
What do you want to get out to the people? What is your message tonight for people? Buy your book?
For people to first listen to what I have to say without too much interruptions, because I have the ancient knowledge that goes back for the beginning of time. And it's all in those two books. The first book put out by Tim in 2001 has a picture and a different stories of the fallen angels, which do the cattle mutilations. They do the abduction.
He's got all the answers. I'm looking here at the website, angelsonline-books.com, and you just claim to have all the answers about it, like Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster, the Bermuda Triangle. You even cover that. Mark, you had another question. We're going to get to a phone call.
You said that you just returned to the planet here 4 or 5 days ago, but you'd also said that you arrived here in 1934 and that you've been back to the home world five or six times or something like that.
I've been back to the home world, but I've been on other planets close by.
Now,
Mother Mary lives in Venus. Now, your Bible doesn't tell you where she lives.
No, I would have never guessed that.
And Val Thor is her pilot, and he was here in 1957. And
doesn't it get a little hot on Venus?
Pardon?
Doesn't it get a little hot on Venus?
No, they live inside the planet.
Ah,
all the planets are hollow.
Very sharp.
Earth. Your Bible doesn't tell you even that Earth has a hollow Earth that has four times as much growing space as they have on the outside, which is also covered.
Well, it's not exactly a science text.
Okay, Mahan,
what I want to know is, does time pass the same way when you're off planet? Because if you arrived here in 34, does, say, your wife and kids, do they miss you while you're gone on your trips, or?
I have no wife on this planet.
I see.
But you said you have kids, right?
On the homeworld.
Oh,
my
I see.
Former life.
Okay.
We all reincarnate, and your Bible doesn't tell you that either. Everything reincarnates. I have two daughters that's over 400 years old, 10 grandchildren, and 3 brothers and 3 sisters.
All right, Mahan, we've got a question for you from Stephen in Virginia. We're going to bring Stephen on here. Stephen, you're on with Mahan, who is an angel hybrid thing.
Hey, definitely enjoying the show, guys. It's great. Pretty far out.
Stephen, what's your question for Mahan?
My question is this. Does this have anything to do with altered states as far as, like substances like, say, psychedelic mushrooms or that type of thing? And I wanted to know what your guest, if anything in his books said anything about that. I've heard indigenous tribes talk about those. They call those things sacraments. And, you know, some people are dead set against it. But myself, I don't really have an opinion. I just wanted to know what, if there's a role, you know, if there's any connection with that and these angels this guy's talking about, or if altered states have anything to do with what he's talking about. I have heard.
Good. It's a good question, Stephen. Thank you for the call, Stephen. Mahan, hang on. I want to give you a chance to answer that question.
Okay.
Drugs, your thoughts on that, altering one's state of consciousness. And if you got a question for Mahan here, it's very rare you get to talk to someone who claims to be a hybrid between an angel and a real person. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You really can call in about anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including live streams. We have a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, and a webcam, all free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Now, we've got Mahan on the line here still. We've had him on all hour. He's from Oregon, and he's claiming to be from another world. He's claiming to be, and this isn't Coast to Coast AM, but it's Free Talk Live, and like I say, anyone can call about anything. So it's rare that we get someone claiming to be a half-breed, an angel-slash-human. You claim that you've been traveling around the universe and that you've come here now to... What are you here for again, Mahan?
To help open the door on all the government cover-up and secrecy as we are reaching the end times. And so, I'm working with plenty of the others. There are plenty that have been in communication with different angels, which are involved in the second book. The first.
What is the goal? What is the goal? I understand that you want to sell the books, but I want to educate
the people, because it won't be very long that 144,000 will be taken off the planet, back to their homeworlds, and then the rest will stay here, period. That's Revelations in the Bible. If you read Revelation, then that's where we are. The Mark of the Beast, we expect the 6th of June of 06.
Whoa. What now? The 6th of... What?
Mark the Beast went in the 6th of June of 06. That's the 666 in the Bible.
So
the date, not anything else. And that
what
was
is that?
Created in Montauk and is being put in all of the military, mm-hmm. all of the newborns, mm-hmm. and also the police. It changes their DNA, so they
That's scary.
Are men working for the fallen angels.
All right, so Mahan, so what's the goal here? I mean, you said you want to destroy the government cover-up or expose the government cover-up of various different things, but what is the purpose? I mean, what are you trying to accomplish long-term?
Awaken the people so they know who they are and what their destiny is.
What is that?
For instance, the chemtrails are put out to kill off the population, alter the weather, and cause the global warming. This is all part of the cover-up.
But population is exploding, so maybe that's not working so
well. If you pay attention, half the population on this planet will be deceased by 2024.
2024. So the end times. So wait a minute. So if we're going to make it to 2024, you said the end times are coming soon. I mean, soon to me sounds like, you know, a year or two, three, 2012, something like that. But you're saying it's going to go on for at least another dozen years or so?
Well, the chosen ones will be taken long before then. 144,000.
So at that point, then you're just SOL if you're stuck here.
Look, yeah. The 666
right.
Thing kind of bothers me. You know, when Paul supposedly wrote Revelations, they weren't working under the Gregorian calendar because that was instituted in 1582. And so how did he know that how was he able to do the lunar math to come up with knowing that the date would be the sixth day of the sixth month of the 2006th year?
What they have written in the past has no bearing on what we are presenting. I'm going to state you the facts from the second book.
No, don't have enough time for that. I actually, Mahan, I've got to ask you.
By the fallen angels.
Mahan, hold on. We don't have time for you to read directly from the book here.
I'm
just going to have to
from the book.
Go from your, okay, well, from memory or whatever.
Things in the book.
Mahan, just I've got to go back to something because we had Stephen on the line and I spaced out and I didn't
I'll answer Stephen's question. There are no drugs used. Some of the ancient Indians did use different herbs and mushrooms, but that has nothing to do. In fact, in the book it states that anybody that uses hard drugs, regardless of whether they're a star person or not, do not go to heaven because
crap,
the drugs were brought in by the.
Now, what do you define as hard drugs?
Anything beyond marijuana.
So alcohol, then hard drug.
Well, basically, drugs brought in 1956 by the Bush family from South America, which is like heroin and cocaine and all those drugs that they brought in from South America.
And alcohol, right?
Alcohol has been here for centuries.
Marijuana
and alcohol is not covered, but the heart...
What?
So there aren't any people from South America that are part of the Chosen?
I don't think there's very many, but the drugs were brought from there by Grandpa Bush on...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You know the Bush family, weren't they also involved in alcohol trafficking? No, that was the Kennedys. They
Absolutely.
All get mixed up. No, they were involved in alcohol trafficking, Grandpa Bush or whatever.
They are part of the global.
But wait a minute. How can you say, now I understand that you claim to be a hybrid and all that, but how can you even make the claim that, I mean, you want to talk about an unbelievable claim. We'll put all the rest of what you've said aside. You're saying alcohol is not a hard drug?
I did not say that. That's not included in the drugs that were brought in 1956. Alcohol's been around way back before the flood when the Romans, they made alcohol. I'm talking about the hard drugs that were brought to this country from South America and distributed to the distributors to...
SOL because I've done several
hits. You knew you weren't part of the Chosen.
MDMA, which I found it's been a wonderful experience for me, and I've done an LSD a couple times, so I'm out, right? I mean, there's no hope for me, huh?
That's right.
That's a bummer. All right, let's go to more phone calls here. People have questions for you, Mahan. Bill is in Indianapolis listening to WXNT. Bill, you're on with Mahan.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call.
I hope you haven't done any hard drugs, Bill, because you know.
Well, sorry. I was going to say this poor guy sounds like an acid trip walking. But I don't want to point fingers or make fun of anybody because I have nothing against drugs. No, I'm not on any right now. I have a serious, legitimate question for the man, and then I'll just hang up and let you guys go to it. Scientists have been questioning this for, I don't know, thousands of years.
What came first, sir, the chicken or the egg?
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Mahan.
Well, they were both created by God, so take your choice. God created all things on this planet, brought them here.
What about
all
the drugs?
All life forms were brought here from other planets and seeded 540,000 years ago, including the trees, the plants, the animals, the birds, the fish, sea mammals, and all were brought here at that time.
Does that mean that there's no such thing as evolution? Does that mean there's no such thing as evolution? All the stuff was brought here, and it's exactly the same as it was when it was brought?
Right.
Okay, Mahan, what about Nessie? I'm on your website here where you're pitching these books that you're wanting to sell, and one of them is entitled Yeti, Nessie, and Other Entities, and it seems I was digging around a little more. You guys have another, at least it seems like there's another website you're tied into, NWHistoryOfSaucers.com, where you've got all kinds of pictures of different people from around the universe and stuff like that, and they all look like sort of the standard run-of-the-mill aliens that you see in most people's drawings. But where does Nessie come into this? Is that the Loch Ness Monster that you're referring to there?
Loch Ness Monster, there are 13 species of them around the world. Now, there is one in Wallowa Lake, the Little Alps of Oregon. There's one back in Chance, who lives in the Great Lakes. There's one up in Montana.
Is there actually one in Loch Ness?
Yep.
So what you're saying is...
More than one.
Are they breeding? I mean, would think that they would need more than one.
Absolutely.
I mean, so did Nessie come over to the Great Lakes to breed?
It'll tell you where they disappear to for months at a time.
Oh, you are such a tease.
The planet's hollow. He already gave this away.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's...
Also, Bigfoot also disappear before your eyes.
Right,
they were brought here to Earth long before man, after the flood, to clean up the planet.
We've got more questions.
They're obviously predator.
More people have questions. We don't have a lot of time.
Okay.
Let's go to Tom in South Carolina, listening to WSC. You're on with Mahan. Tom.
Mahan, and I'm serious. Do you guys play music? Do you like music? Do you compose music?
They have music on other planets, but they do not have... money, they do not have banks, they do not have all of the unnecessary things like casinos, bars, nightclubs, and all that such a thing.
Do you have composure of the arts is what I'm talking about,
mm-hmm. Pardon?
Do you have the arts, the music, the plays, the storytelling, the stuff that, civilization passes on to each generation, do you get into music? Stuff?
Thank you, Tom, for the call. Thank you, sir. Mahan, music, we'll find out what you have to say about that here in moments. More with Mahan. If you've got a question for him, you better get on the line now. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you really can bring up whatever is on your mind. From time to time, people who are a little unusual will call the show, and we like to explore them, explore their mind, and take your calls for them as well. And Mahan has been a good sport with us here, answering all kinds of off-the-wall questions about his beliefs and what he believes to be the truth out there in the world. And Mahan, to sum it up, as I understand it so far, you've been sent here from another world, another portion of the universe, basically an amalgamation between a human being and an angel, and you are trying to uncover the government conspiracies so people will realize that it's the end times and they'll be able to be whisked away on some magic carpet ride to wherever. And you've got a book, a couple different books that you're trying to promote. You're trying to sell, and of course, I suggest that if you really have some sort of word of God that you want to get out, it would make the most sense to put it online for free, so people who happen to be poor don't have to pay $26 in order to read what you have to say. But, you know, it's up for you to consider that. But the question that was on the table before we continue on here and take another call for you from the earlier caller, Tom, in South Carolina, was about music. Is there music on your home world or music on other worlds? What sort of cultural options are there out there?
And does that music rock like Nazareth?
I already explained there is music on other planets.
But does it rock like Nazareth?
Hair of the Dog?
Does it rock like Nazareth?
No, it's how about REO Speedwagon? It's much different than any of the music on this planet.
Yeah, it's like New Age stuff.
Yeah.
No, okay. None
who the
of
hell
the
wants
age
to hear
stuff,
a sitar, you know what I mean?
Here's a question coming in from the internet for you, Mahan, and that is on your website, angelsonline-books.com, the question is, why is it that you apparently don't have any graphic designers or talented web designers on your other planet that you can have design the website for you? It's pretty basic, don't you think?
We keep it basic and keep it simple because it's the material in the books, and God had nothing to do with publishing the books. If those of us who receive our messages telepathically from the angels that created the books.
Is God against CD-ROMs? Or is God, and not CD-ROMs, but is God against audio CDs or MP3s?
No, all that technology was stolen from the angels in the first place. You wouldn't have anything that wasn't here in 1947. Including.
Why are you selling audio tapes on your website?
There's only one there, which is Angels Over Pendleton, shows
I see several
video
audio
of the
tapes
angel
here
that we communicated with.
No, you can't put video on it. You can't put video on an audio tape. I'm looking at your website here. There's a page where you've got audio tapes for sale for $6, $6.25.
And I bought both Nazareth and REO Speedwagon on audio tape.
On audio tape, yeah. But that was back in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
So today is 2009.
Today we are working with two books. Yeti and Nessie and other entities.
Okay, so you're saying the audio tapes are not actually for sale?
They're not available this time. You're supposed to be looking at angelsonline-books.com.
Right, that's your website. I'm right there on the videos page. There's a link there.
That's the website.
Okay, whatever. It's the website that I'm on, and there's a videos link. I'm just asking you why you guys are trying to. I mean, if you're getting the word, if you're trying to get the word out about, you know, what you believe is going to happen in the future, maybe you should put it on CD and at least move into the 1990s as opposed to, 1985. Let's continue here and go. I believe we still have a. Do we have another call for Mahan? I think we do. Araja is on the line, listening in Iowa. Raja, you're on Free Talk Live with Mahan.
Awesome. I just have one question for you. I'm not a hybrid. I'm just like a regular person, and I'm wondering if I can get on these ships because I don't really want to die or anything. Is that possible? I mean, do I have to be a hybrid, or what's the deal?
Well, I would advise that you get the books and read them so you know exactly. If you are
Come on now. This is a kid. He can't afford $25. He's spending it on alcohol. Can't you just give him the answer?
I would say no.
I can't.
Unless he is a believer of what is really out there instead of what they preach in church.
So are these the Hale-Bopp people that killed themselves in California about a decade ago?
Pardon?
Are these the Hale-Bopp people that killed themselves in California about a decade and a half ago?
No.
Okay.
Mahan, can somebody get on this spaceship and leave the planet if they haven't read your books?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
If they are not a hybrid, no.
If they are not a hybrid. Well, wait, you said there's going to be like 100,000 people taken away or 400,000 people taken away from the planet.
144,000 will be all that will be taken when the ships come to pick up the chosen ones.
Now, how do
the Jehovah's Witnesses think there's 144,000 chosen,
well,
too? Are
the
they
Jehovah's
wrong?
Jehovah's Witnesses are not going because that's 100% cult. They're Yahweh is
And
not.
You're not a cult.
Pardon?
Right. And you are not a cult. Is that right, sir?
No, we were seated here 540,000 years ago. We reincarnated and have been sent back.
Amazing. Araja, do you have another question while we have you? Araja?
I can get on the ship. I don't understand that. I mean, can I, like, sneak on it, or is it, like, there's a force field, or what's the deal with that?
They're being aboard. The ones aboard ship decide who goes aboard.
How? What's
All
the criteria?
All of those hybrids have implants, so they're communicated with.
Okay, but so are any non-hybrids going to be able to get on the ship?
Hello?
Yes, you're still there. Are any non-hybrids going to be able to get on the ship when the time comes?
The ones that buy the book.
I know of about three because one of them is the webmaster for Mr. Tim and also is the one who put the book together.
So you have to buy so you have to purchase both books and read both books. What are the other criteria to get on the ship?
Well, that is only to educate the people if they can believe what is true instead of what is printed in the Bible, because a lot of the Bible is left out. It's put out by man, not by God. This is God's creation between God and the angels.
Mahan, thank you so much for your call tonight. I appreciate it. I want to try to get to some of these other folks who have been waiting very patiently. I think we've pretty much exhausted the material there, but I'm sure if you want to order some of his VHS videos or cassette tapes, you can do that over on his website. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Let's go to, I believe Gray is on the line.
We're listening to vinyl albums.
Gray, listening to WFLA-FM in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Gray.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Gray?
Well, I've just had a nice laugh here for the last 30 minutes or
That's
so.
Good.
That guy there, boy, he must have come out of some institution.
He came on a spaceship.
He sure didn't come from another planet. He came from a mental institution.
Maybe he flies.
He's just trying to make a buck, that's all. But I'm thinking about ordering his books just to have a laugh.
Yeah.
You know?
So, So was there anything else on your mind tonight?
He's trying to quote the Bible and saying the Bible's not right.
Well, I don't know if his books... I don't believe the Bible, and I don't believe his books either.
Well, you know, he's quoting the Bible, though, and saying the Bible's not... There's a lot left out, and it's not right. 144,000 is all that's going to be left out of the billions of people that's on this planet. There's only going to be 144,000 go up in those ships. Oh, Lord.
All right, thank you.
Quite left. But anyhow, what
yes, Gray. Quickly. Gray, are you there?
They train...
Yeah.
We're very short on time, Gray, so please get your thoughts out.
Okay, I was calling about the Afghan War.
Yes, sir. Quickly.
Maybe we catch that another time because I need to tell you some history about some of the stuff over there. It's going to take more unless you got.
Fair enough, Gray. I would love to have you call back. Call the top of the show next
Monday.
Week. Well, you can call Monday, but we're not on in Tallahassee on Monday, but we're on next Saturday, and we'd love to hear from you. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Marty in Seattle listening to KUSA. Hello, Marty.
Hello, sir.
Hey, you are on the air.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing to have a talk-free show. And I love and appreciate you too. You're very open-minded. You know, you're very receptive. And, you know, we all have faults and so on. But I want to get back to the point when I spoke to this gentleman, we heard Mr. David earlier.
Yes, this was the David was the guy that was talking about shutting down the border, not allowing Muslims to come here. Your thoughts on David?
Yes, you know, and you hit it on the head. He sounds like he's in such fear.
Mm-hmm.
He's in such great fear. You know, and people fear the things they're ignorant to.
Sure.
And he's just ignorant to a lot of things, you know. But you all have been very, very compassionate. You remind me of the commentators. You're probably familiar with them. But there's so much that's going on right now. The young man, I'm a firm believer, sir, that in these last days, as they say last days, everybody have a threshold of understanding of what that could be. But I'm a firm believer if we have to be very careful of how we entertain strangers unaware. Don't underestimate nothing. At one time, everything was once a thought. At one time, Christopher Columbus, he thought the earth was flat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but at that time, people conceived it to be in many forms and many fashions. But let's get back to David, sir. And y'all are very patient. So
you know, Marty, I wish I could be more patient. I really do. But we spent so much time with Mahan. We have exhausted the show. I'm going to give you the last 10 seconds. Go.
That's all I need, just a few minutes. But just getting back to David.
You've got 10 seconds.
Fear. For every Muslim, there's 13 Muslims for every one person on earth.
Thank you for the call. We're out of time tonight. Everybody that didn't get on, call us back next week. We'll get you on. We'll see you Monday. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call